From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris in Washington.
I'm Melissa Bloch, hosting for the next 2 weeks from NPR West in California. And recently, I spent some time one state north.
Welcome to Oregon. That's what I should tell you first. Welcome.
That's the governor of Oregon, Ted Kulongoski. He's a Democrat in his second and final term. And here's what caught my eye about him before I went to Oregon. It was this line in his bio. An avid fly fisherman, Governor Kulongoski will throw a fly into any puddle or stream of water in Oregon. So I thought, well, that's a challenge.
I don't think I've ever said these two words to a governor before. Let's fish.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. This is what Oregon's all about.
Governor Kulongoski meets me early in the morning on the South Santiam River, a perfect spot to talk about two of his passions, fishing and green jobs. He's made bringing those green jobs to Oregon a hallmark of his time as governor. Kulongoski teamed up with other Western governors to form the Western Climate Initiative, aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The state's goal is to draw 25% of its energy from renewable sources by the year 2025.
Let's go.
We clamber into a Mackenzie drift boat in chest waders, and we drift off hoping for steelhead trout. That's the governor's favorite to fish for.
It's a good fighting fish. If we get fortunate enough to get one on, you'll see why everybody likes it, because it is the ultimate in catching a wild fish if you can.
We float past Chinook salmon, spawning in the gravel close to shore, their tails flapping out of the water. Ospreys circle overhead. For Governor Kulongoski, time on the river teaches patience, among other things.
Sometimes you have to get out like this to really understand why you do what you do.
Yeah.
It's for days like today. This is what Oregon's all about. This is who we are as people on the natural resource side of our lives. I am one of those. I must admit that I may not be as religious, but I'm very spiritual. And I believe if there is a God, this is where he lives.
Right on the river.
He's on the river and he's in the mountains. This is what it's all about.
And how often would you be out fishing typically?
Every chance I get.
Since the steelhead aren't biting, we have lots of time to talk about green jobs and the economy. Oregon has approved hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies and tax breaks to attract renewable energy projects. The governor is bullish on the long-term potential of solar, wind, biomass.
These are long-term decisions, and that's the challenge for us, because I've never had, to be very frank, a citizen come up to me and say, Governor, what are you going to do for me in 10 years? They always want to know, what are you doing for me now? And I think that's the challenge around climate change and around converting to renewable energy and new technology. There's always a cost factor in. Long term, I know it will pay a dividend for us, because it will provide cheaper, more efficient fuel. We'll have a better environment. We'll have more jobs. But it is tough to tell people, make that investment.
It's also got to be a tough message. I mean, when you're looking at, 12% unemployment right now,
yes,
in Oregon, that's an immediate problem. That's a short-term problem.
And that's what people tell me all the time.
Yeah.
Because all they want is, what are you doing to get me a job? And I understand that very well. My answer to that is that if you're looking at it and measuring it and believing that what we're doing and the investment we're making in green technology today is the best we're going to do, I think it's just the beginning. It's not the end. I don't see this as measuring it by how many jobs I have today. I look at it what the potential jobs are as you make this conversion to renewable energy, and I think there are going to be many, many more.
On the river, the day is warming. It's been a couple of hours now with no bites, not even a nibble.
Do you realize that about fishing, it's not catching the fish? You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the tug. It's the tug and the dropping of that line. That's the whole thing.
What are you thinking about when you're fishing?
Actually, that's a great question, because when I first got elected, I would come out here and I would start thinking about all the things that I have to worry about. And then I realized I was losing most of the enjoyment out of the river. And now I just think about that fish is going to hit that line. I know it.
Well, maybe it's Governor Kulongoski's confidence. Maybe the fish just don't want to make him look bad with us in the boat. Whatever. Suddenly, the governor's rod arcs toward the water.
There, Sean. Got him, Jay.
The governor starts to reel in his line, his eyes fixed on the river. He's braced for a steelhead, giving him a fight. But when the fish surfaces, splashing, greenish, speckled with brown, it is not the steelhead of the governor's dreams. It's a surprise, a 14-inch-long male Chinook salmon from a hatchery. The governor practices catch and release, so our river guide, Jay Nicholas, unhooks the salmon. It flickers away downriver.
Well, that was exciting.
There you go.
You caught a salmon, Governor. A spring Chinook on a fly.
That's Ted Kulongoski, the governor of Oregon, a Democrat, and Michel, a very patient fly fisherman. He talked about the odds of snagging a steelhead being one for every 1,000 cast. And I have to say, I did not stick around on the river long enough to see if he was right about that.
Melissa, it sounds like you and the governor had quite an adventure. I'm wondering if people recognize him when he's out on the water.
You know, he has paddling behind him. He has a fish and wildlife security detail. But it was a really quiet day on the river when we were out with him, and he did not get a second glance. And I have to say, Governor Kulongoski keeps a pretty low profile. When I mentioned to some friends in Portland, longtime Oregonians, that I had gone out fishing with the governor, they had to stop and think really long and hard just to come up with his name. But that said, he is very well known in the fishing community. And we're going to end, Michelle, with this story. The governor told me about one time when he went fishing for steelhead on the Mackenzie River. There were a lot of bank fishermen there, and they were watching as he set out in his boat.
We weren't in the water 5 minutes, and I hooked one. And he got off. And these people were looking at me and watching me, and they knew who I was. And I hooked another one, and it got off. And this guy yells, "Governor, if you can't keep him on, get off the river." Everybody started laughing, and I was laughing with them. And I think it's just because we all had that experience. And so I'm just like they are.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.